50 people could turn up at the same time. You've got to have enough staff there to deal with that sort of problem. But at another time, there may be no one turned up, so you've got the staff sitting there doing nothing. So it can be very difficult to run and quite inefficient in terms of the resources that you've got available.
So are those the reasons that you didn't want this walk-in centre 3 years ago?
It wasn't so much that we didn't want it. We felt that it was the wrong solution in the wrong place at the wrong time. The NHS in Derbyshire was told by the then government that it had to have one of these centres somewhere in Derbyshire, and it couldn't use the money that was going to be made available to it to do this for any other reason. So they had to find somewhere to put it within the whole of Derbyshire, somewhere that had some premises that they could use, so that ruled out a whole lot of places. There was just one place for the whole of Derbyshire. It just didn't make any sense to us, and we thought that the money might have been better used if there was a problem in Ilkeston, say, in upgrading the existing facilities in Ilkeston, or it might have been able to be used to spread a bit around the county. But that wasn't allowed.
It's interesting, because we've been putting this question out this morning. A lot of listeners have been getting in touch about walk-in centres. I'll just read you a couple of them. Annette says, my family's used it several times this year. This is the one in Ilkeston, most recently used by my husband, who was struggling with a shingles issue, facial paralysis, just 2 weeks ago. Chris says, walk-in centres are sometimes the only way to get medical advice due to the growing waiting times at GP. They are essential. And Gaz says, I use them more than my local GP, as they can't always see you straight away. We must keep them. They're ideal if you have children. They do seem popular.
I think they are popular for some people, and sometimes it's lucky that they're there. On the other hand, things have moved on, and particularly the 111 service now covers the whole of Derbyshire. So you can get advice straight away, and the advice will be either how to look after yourself, what you need to do, or who you need to contact to get the help that you need, and what sort of timescale would be reasonable for you to do that. You may not need to be seen straight away. It may be possible to be seen, say, sometime today or maybe within the next 48 hours. Then you've got a chance to organise your life rather than dashing off and maybe having to wait.
Because I think there is this concern about GP surgeries, isn't there? First of all, the waiting time when you actually phone for an appointment, and then the fact that they aren't that convenient in terms of opening times and when they are actually available.
Well, the figures actually show that people are waiting a lot less time to get an appointment nowadays than they were a few years ago. And it is now usually possible, if you need to be seen the same day. But the advantage of approaching your own surgery is that they will have your records. They may well know you, and they may be able to tell you, actually, you'll be all right if you do this, that and the other, and we'll see you a bit later on, you'll be okay.